Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the fourth installment of Reflections on Shabbos. We were speaking yesterday about the idea of anticipating Shabbos throughout the week. That is frequently associated, one way or another, with the mitzvah, as we mentioned yesterday, of Zachor, as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remembering the day of Shabbos. We said from the Ramban that throughout the week one needs to remember that Shabbos is coming. I just wanted to share, because it's a little bit of a different angle, but it's the same point. The Chizkuni says that the mitzvah given in Parshas Voschanan is Shamoris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, guard the day of Shabbos. That's this famous idea that in one of the Torah's renditions of the Ten Commandments, it says Zachor, and the other, it says Shamor, one remember, one guard. We have this famous idea that really God said both of them at the same moment, and when Moshe is recounting it to the Jewish people, it needs to be recounted, each of them separately. But in any event, Shamor, guarding, is normally understood that we need to refrain from violating the Shabbos. So Zachor is to talk about Shabbos, say Kiddush. Shamor is we need to guard Shabbos, we need to guard ourselves from doing the wrong thing on Shabbos, we need to guard ourselves from doing prohibited action on Shabbos. So the Chizkuni makes a really interesting point. The Chizkuni says there's another place in the Torah where we have this root of guarding where it means something very different. When Yosef shares his dreams with the brothers about how ultimately they'll all be bowing to him in one way or another, it says, V'aviv shamar es hadavar. Yosef's father, Yaakov, guarded the matter. What does that mean, guarded the matter? So Rashi brings down on the Pasuk that he looked to it with anticipation, meaning he believed the dreams and he waited for the day that they'd come to fulfillment. So the Chizkuni says that could be the pshat here too. Shamor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Yes, of course, refrain from doing prohibited actions on Shabbos, but look with anticipation throughout the week for Shabbos. I just thought that was an interesting thing to reflect on. Okay. So one idea of Shabbos is we remember the fact that God created the world. Another idea of Shabbos is we remember that God took the Jews out of Egypt. Now, I understand the connection between Shabbos and the fact that God created the world. We read about it in Parshas Bereishis. God created the world for 6 days and then he rested. Therefore, Shabbos is a day that we, by our resting, we remember the fact that God rested after his creation of the world. I get that. What about Shabbos fundamentally connects to the fact that God took the Jews out of Egypt? We talk about it in Kiddush Friday night. What's the connection? So the Ramban says a very interesting thing. The Ramban says really the pshat is as follows. I just want to be clear. The Torah says in Parshas Voschanan that we need to remember that Shabbos is a reminder that God took the Jews out of Egypt. So the Ramban says really the pshat is that Shabbos is a reminder that God created the world. That's the intent. What is meant in Parshas Voschanan when it says that it's a reminder that God took the Jews out of Egypt? The Ramban says, perhaps the Jews of that generation that came out of Egypt, that are in the desert, perhaps the second generation also, perhaps they can't wrap their minds around God having created the world. What does that mean that God created the world? How do I know God created the world? What does it all mean? How do I relate to any of it? Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Jewish people and said, you know something? If you're having trouble wrapping your mind around this, think about the Exodus from Egypt. Did you understand that? Did you understand how it was happening? Was it remarkable in your lives? Of course it was remarkable in your lives. Was it obvious that it came from God? Yes. Was it obvious that it was miraculous? Yes. Think about that experience, and then that will help you appreciate, I don't know how God created the world, but I believe God created the world. The same God who took you out of Egypt. That's what the Ramban says is the idea of remembering the Exodus from Egypt in conjunction with Shabbos. And by the way, says the Ramban, remembering that God created the world also enhances a perspective on the Exodus from Egypt. And I think this is a very worthwhile thing to reflect on in our times. We weren't around when the Jews left Egypt, but we have remarkable things that happen in our lives. And to bring up those memories specifically in the context of Shabbos, that, you know, I don't know how God created the world. I wasn't there. I don't know. But I know God orchestrated something remarkable in my life just recently. And if I can appreciate that that's from God, then I should be able to appreciate that the world's creation was from God too. That's a very worthwhile thing to think about. Again, if Shabbos is time to reflect a little bit more, it's very, very valuable. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.